Okay, Clark, I'm sorry to do this to you, but if you can just hang on for 1 second, we have a breaking news story.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm joined now by Chris Kenny, a journalist who was just in Martin Place, where we believe there's a hostage situation unfolding at the moment. Chris, I appreciate your time. What can you tell us?
Look, it's a horrifying situation unfolding here in Martin Place. It's happened in the... I've got television coming in at the same time. I was just in the Lindt coffee shop on Martin Place, right in the middle of the Sydney CBD, right opposite the Channel 7 newsroom. I had just left. A couple of people behind me couldn't get into the shop. Then they noticed a man had a shotgun, and customers were being held, pushed around with their arms in the air. Now, the police had cordoned off this whole area. There are police armed with their bulletproof vests on, pushing crowds back in the middle of a busy morning, as you could imagine, in the CBD. Horrible situation with customers from that shop up against the windows, their arms forced in the air, obviously at the mercy of whoever is in there. Now, this has been going on probably about 20 minutes, 25 minutes now. Police really sealing off this area, a standoff developing. It is absolutely frightening.
Is there any indication, Chris, around about how many people are in there?
Look, I had just been in there getting a takeaway coffee, and I would have said there were about a dozen people in there. So it would be up to that many people, plus at least two or three staff.
Okay, so there are reports of a flag there, is that right?
I have seen reports only on Twitter. I have not seen a flag, but I saw people, a number of people, up against the windows of the shop, facing onto Martin Place, their arms in the air.
And
we don't know what the motivation is, but the initial suggestions of a robbery, of course, sound a bit far-fetched, because a coffee shop early on a Monday morning, it doesn't strike me as a likely robbery target.
When you were there, you talked about as you left, but when you were actually in there, was there anything untoward?
Nothing unusual whatsoever. I walked out with a takeaway coffee and was not aware of this unfolding until 5 minutes later. I saw police swarming and heard a woman describing what had happened to them.
Okay, and so
I need to go now. I'm sorry. That's really all I know at this stage.